This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
What's Love Actually?
Dude, it's the worst movie.
It's a good word, bad movie.
It's the worst movie ever made.
This is gonna change your life.
Pull up a chair, the kitchen is open.
Oh, it's so good.
With Clinton Kelly, Carla Hall, and Michael Simon.
You better shut your face.
Let's dig in.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Chewed Up. If chaos is your love language, you're gonna love us. I'm Clinton Kelly. This is Michael Simon. That is Carla Hall. And we're your three friends that you just wanna hang out with in the kitchen, especially during this time of year when you're doing a little holiday resetting.
Yeah.
You're still full from Thanksgiving, you're gearing up for Christmas or whatever, Hanukkah. I almost said
Hanukkah,
Halloween.
Yeah, Hanukkah's the 14th.
So whatever you're gearing up for, like, let's just take a little time to reset, because Carla's got a meal for us today that isn't heavy.
No.
It's not necessarily like holiday, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I'm making a roasted cauliflower steaks with a cauliflower puree and just an herb gravy.
Wait, cauliflower with the cauliflower sauce?
Like a puree.
Yeah. Oh.
Double cauliflower.
Yeah, double cauliflower. Yeah, because you know, really, when you cut out the center, you get probably one or two steaks.
Right.
And everything else, you have florets. What are you going to do with the florets?
Yep, right.
So I figured the florets become the puree, so you don't waste anything. I've already, like, blanched those, and I have them here. That's all
beautiful.
You know? So I'm going to make that. I'm going to puree that in a blender.
I see you get the nice blender.
Yes.
I have to look it up.
If you're just, you know, getting familiar with us, there was some blender issues. Was that last week? Last week, the Michael and the blender.
I got sabotaged.
Had a blender breakdown, and then we realized we had a great blender just hiding behind a couple of boxes over here.
It was here all along. You know, you're going to make a sauce with the cauliflower. Another thing,
yeah.
A lot of times when I do cauliflower steaks, I save the extras for soup.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Little soupage.
Soupage. I love soupage.
Like soupage.
You know, it's so funny. Matthew calls soup soupage, and he doesn't like soup. But he did this 21-day
silent
retreat, and they served a lot of soup and
a lot
of beans.
Wait, what's silent retreat?
You can't talk
for 21 days.
21
yeah.
days. No, you can't go 21 minutes.
Look, you're not a whole lot better. Carlin, maybe worse. Like,
I think I could do it for 3 days.
I don't know.
I think I could.
Can you like talk to yourself? Like, I mean, like, what? No sounds can come out of your mouth for 22 days, 21 days.
No, you just sit with your own thoughts.
There are Dharma talks and all of that. I'm having problems with these talks.
Do you need some flour?
I do. I spill the
Carla dropped the flour on the floor.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go in with my hands if that's okay. You do the thing. I'll do the rub, and then I'll just wash it.
I have a salt on that side.
Okay.
Salt on the other side. I need a salt on the other side.
Okay.
I think she does. I think
dream work makes teamwork.
Yeah.
Carla needs flour.
I know, it got gone.
Carla made a mess over here.
I did.
Oh, my head. What else you want on here?
Pepper.
Would you put those damn tongs away, please?
I know, I didn't want my hands all...
Do you want this on here, too?
Thank you.
Yeah. So I have the cauliflower steaks, olive oil on both sides, salt, pepper, and some smoked paprika. I just want to get a little bit of, thank you.
All right, that's not measured out, though.
Oh, that's fine. And then I have a pan that's heating. So I'm just going to sear these while we're talking. And then I'm going to mix one of the ingredients that is my jam right now is thyme, the garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Puree.
So good.
So they sell it at Costco, y'all. I'm just saying, they sell it at Costco in a big yellow container, and I put it in my eggs, I put it in, like, rubs, I put it in dressings.
So good.
And, yeah.
Pureed confit of garlic?
No, it's raw garlic.
It's raw pureed?
Didn't Aisha make some kind of like...
Yeah, I think it's raw garlic salt, like a little bit of liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, when you whip it, it almost looks like white.
Yeah.
Like, it's like super creamy. I guarantee when you and I went to Chouquette.
Yeah.
We had it.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like it looks almost like a mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. I just don't know how people made it.
But when you it smells raw. It doesn't smell like it's been roasted or cold feet.
I mean, it smells really, really good. Yeah. I'm going to be using that later.
I'm back.
So then we can go ahead and talk. But what I'm going to do is take the garlic tomb, some Dijon mustard, and then a little more olive oil in here. Yeah, nice.
Good.
Uh-huh, that's great. And then when my steaks come out, I'm going to put them back on the sheet pan and then throw them in the oven at 425. And I was coming up with this because Matthew was vegetarian for a long time. Now he's back to chicken and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know when he's going to go back. Right. I'm ready for you, baby. I'm ready for you.
I feel Liz and Matthew, like, because same thing. Liz was a vegetarian forever.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, she started eating some, like, fish and chicken. Occasionally she'll have some red meat, you know, but, like, now she's eating meat again.
You got to listen to your body, I think.
Yeah.
I've gone through vegetarian periods in my life as well. I haven't been one for a while, but I always found that if you're really not paying attention to how you're getting your protein, you know, you can get really run down.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be a vegetarian, just make sure you're, like, counting your protein intake. And
that's the thing.
I was eating a lot of pasta, and I was like, why am I always so tired? Yeah, because you're not eating any protein, ding dong.
You know what, too? Like, I know this is a vegetarian for 20 years. I've tried to do it here and there just for, you know, shits and giggles, but I get so angry. I'm like, I am the angriest vegetarian. I just get angry.
Everybody is not meant to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Everybody's not meant to eat meat. Everybody's not meant to be a pescatarian. I call myself a flexitarian. I am an equal opportunist. But I don't eat a lot of red meat.
Yeah.
But when I feel like I want it, when I feel like I'm craving sweets, I have learned that I need protein, right? So, I mean, you just get to know your body, I think, to your point. Like, you know, what's your body saying?
All right, I have a craving sweets, I need cake.
I have an idea, though, for maybe next year when we're doing, like, a holiday reset kind of vibe.
Yeah.
You know the Blue Zone diets and all that, those areas where people live to be over 100 years old on a regular basis? The common denominator from every Blue Zone is beans. They eat a lot of beans in their diet, and I'm trying to incorporate more beans into my
diet. I eat a lot of beans.
I eat a decent amount, but I want to eat even more beans. They're a great source of protein and fiber. They're great for you. Can we do a beans week?
We can totally do a beans week. Right? Can I just tell you, I didn't know where you were going. I really thought you were going to suggest that we were going to live together in a Blue Zone, and I was kind of excited.
I would like
and
that,
then
too.
You just went with beans.
Yeah, I just went with the beans.
I don't know if I like either of these ideas, but I'm going to go with it anyhow.
Or we could all live on a small little island in Greece together and just look at each other all day.
My grandfather lived to 102, and I realized one thing. I love my grandfather. I never want to live that long.
Well, my grandmother lived to 103, and I said the same thing. I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
He was the only one of all his friends that was still. Everybody was gone except him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I think there's there is such a thing of living too long.
I agree, but if everybody's living longer, then at least you have friends and family to be around. You know what I mean? Like, yes. But in our culture, people don't live to be in.
I'm going
to
tap out around 80.
And just brush this little tomb Dijon on here.
Yeah.
And then while you do that, I'm going to be working on these breadcrumbs. I'm going to start like some fat boy breadcrumbs. I'm going to keep the same fat that's in my pan. I'm going to add a little bit of butter. And then I'm going to just throw in these torn pieces of bread. I mean, bread into the pan.
All right. So bean week in January.
Yes.
I could get down with that.
I love beans.
I think we could show people a lot of different ways to use them.
Right? I think so. I mean, maybe people wouldn't be excited about Beans Week, but I think I just would like you to live a little bit longer.
But you know, too, and also, like, I think we could have fun with it. You could do pork and beans. I mean, like, we could, like, incorporate beans in dishes where people don't expect beans to get more beans.
Okay, all right. Yes. It'll make it a challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, how to incorporate more beans.
The January Bean Challenge.
Yeah, we could do a bean pie.
This is the first of its kind on television or podcast for obvious reasons, but we're going to do it.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, leave us a note in the comments if you're excited about Bean Week. I'm excited.
I'm going to tell you.
Shark Week, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shark Week is huge. We're going to make Bean Week as big as Shark Week. Bean Week. We can just show you, like, shooting your significant other out of bed due to your gas that you're like.
What do they call that? The Dutch oven?
What?
No, Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Oh, the Dutch oven.
First time I heard that, I was like, that is the most disgusting thing I've
so
ever heard.
So bad.
I have never been Dutch oven.
I have never been Dutch oven. Or if I tried a Dutch oven, Liz,
I'm looking at you.
I'd wake up
you'd
dead.
You'd wake up dead. You'd wake up dead.
Well,
I'm not looking at you, Nick. I'm looking at Matthew.
Yeah, you're looking at
look,
we know you. You don't even have to tell us you've Dutch oven. When we asked you how do you get closer to your relationship, you said poop with the door open.
Yes.
I'm sure you Dutch oven.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
All right. If you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us, and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food every week on Chewed Up.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some for my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
All right,
Chance, take it away.
All right,
let's play a little game.
All right.
I'll play with Michael first, and then we'll play with you, Carly, because
okay.
You're working on your food.
Oops.
All right. This is a way to find out your favorite Christmas movie, okay? Here we're going to play a little quiz. You got to choose one or the other. All right, Michael, Home Alone or Christmas Vacation?
Oh, God. Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation or Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Die Hard or A Christmas Story?
Die Hard.
Die Hard or Elf?
Elf.
Elf or Bad Santa?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa or Charlie Brown Christmas?
Bad Santa.
Bad Santa or Love Actually?
What the hell's Love Actually?
Oh.
Correct. Bad Santa's the winner. Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
It's not, but I like it a lot.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Christmas Story, but I don't know how somehow I eliminated it early.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so maybe that didn't work. Carly,
it works. I just wasn't, wait, what was Christmas Story or what?
Christmas Story and then Christmas Vacation. Christmas Story, maybe Elf?
Oh.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. I'll do them in a different order for Carly.
Okay.
All right. Love Actually or Charlie Brown Christmas?
Love Actually.
Love Actually or Bad Santa?
Love Actually.
Love Actually or Elf?
Love Actually.
Love Actually or A Christmas Story?
Love Actually.
Love Actually or Christmas Vacation?
Love Actually.
Love Actually or Home Alone?
Ooh. I like Home Alone.
Home Alone or Die Hard?
I love a kick-ass. I love a camp. Die Hard.
Die Hard's your winner, then.
Wow.
Is that your favorite
That's
Christmas
a
story?
Twister.
What's Love Actually?
Dude, it's the worst movie.
It's a good worst bad movie.
It's the worst movie ever made. Love Actually is garbage.
I know.
Yeah.
Carly, you picked it 5 times in a row.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I feel like you don't need, it does, for a Christmas movie and for something that, I mean, I like Love Actually because it was a time in my life where I felt like that movie made sense. And it's more about the time in my life than the movie itself and the people I was with watching that movie. And so I think that's why I'm choosing the movie. So, I mean, are you saying that Charlie Brown Christmas is a great film?
Yes.
All right, we're doing it with you.
Can you read my handwriting? Because I did
really, but I'll muddle through it.
Okay.
Love Actually or Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Die Hard or Home Alone?
Die Hard.
Die Hard or Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation or A Christmas Story?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation or Elf?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation or Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Oh.
Charlie Brown's Christmas or Bad Santa?
Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Oh.
Is that your favorite? It is my favorite.
You were just waiting for
me. I was so waiting.
I knew as soon as when she said, are you telling me that Charlie Brown's Christmas is perfect? Yes!
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yes, but I can't believe that you didn't even know what Love Actually is.
Never, no.
You know, I'm going to pull up on my phone. I'll just give you, just to show you what the, like, who's in
oh,
it.
Oh, wow, you're really going off the grid.
I'm going
here.
Off the grid.
I like it. Pull it up. Who's in it?
Like, everybody.
Everybody's in that movie.
Yeah, it's so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never even heard, have you never heard of it?
Maybe I have.
It's 2003.
I'm early Christmas.
Look at this. Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Colin Firth, Laura Linney, Emma Thompson, Alan Rickman, Keira Knightley, Martine McCutcheon, I don't know who that is, Bill Nye, and Rowan Atkinson. So there's like a million people in this movie, and they're all awesome, but like, it is so bad.
I can't believe I haven't seen it.
Holiday homework for Michael.
I have to admit too, and I know this may surprise a lot of people, some of those, I could fall into like a Hallmark weekend.
Oh, can you?
Of Christmas shows.
Really?
Like, and they're all kind of super cheesy. Liz
McCoy, see, I like that.
It's like, I could really lock in for a day of like incredibly cheesy television.
Oh my God, we should have my friend Wes Brown on. He's been in a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I probably love him.
Hey, Wes, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. And those, I'm like in the mood for the holidays, and those Hallmark movies come on, and 8 hours later, I've watched like six of them.
See, I'm saying that's what I think is a time and place for it. And I don't. Hello.
Hello, lights.
Our auras are bright enough. Oh, okay, y'all, you know what that is. We thought it was the electricity. You know what happens.
It's Nick's took us. Nick shuts off the lights with his...
All right, you guys, let me just tell you what's happening with the dishes now that Nick has turned the lights back on. So the cauliflower steaks are just about to come out. They're getting really golden brown. I also put the big boy breadcrumbs in the pan with a little olive oil, a little butter, salt, in the oven, and those are going to come out soon. I'm then going to puree my
sopa.
Yeah, my sopa.
Sauce.
My sauce. But I mean, it's kind of like the it's like instead of potato puree, it's going to be
cauliflower.
Yeah. So I'm not really looking at it as a sauce.
What are your like for sauce type things? Like I think cauliflower puree is a good one. You know what my favorite puree is? Like of this celery root puree, I feel, is the most delicious puree of all purees.
You know what? You're right.
Especially with either brown butter or a little bit of curry or both in
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, why is that so good?
God, it's good.
It's so good.
Celery is underrated.
I don't like celery at all, but I love celery root.
Celery axe, celery bulb.
Celery is underrated. Grilled celery is underrated. Celery root is underrated. I feel like celery has been such a backup singer for so many things.
No, I'm a lover of celery.
I'm a lover of celery.
We do I love a shaved, a very...
Oh, that's right. You like a...
shaved celery salad with celery leaves.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I like celery leaves. I like celery root. I don't like those stalks.
That's okay.
I don't like even those strings in my mouth. I don't like them.
You don't like what in your mouth?
The strings.
Oh no, you can pull the strings off.
You pull the strings out initially.
Yeah, still I don't like it.
I'm going to de-string your celery and make you a celery salad over some seared tuna.
Look, I understand celery's place in the world. I really do. I like a soup with celery in it. Of course, the old mirepoix. Like, I respect the celery. It's just
you
not
just
my,
don't want it.
I just don't want
fly
it.
Flying solo.
I just don't. I don't want it smeared with peanut butter and raisins on top either. I don't want that.
Oh, what?
What are those called?
Huh? Ants on a log.
Ants on a log? Nope. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I can't.
Well, I literally.
I didn't realize I'm having that like, face.
My grandfather used to make it for me on Thanksgiving Day. Ants on a log.
Right,
and then my sister got the gross one with like the cream cheese and cherries in it. Whatever that one was.
I've never heard of that.
But I can see. I'm looking at you, but I'm going through my head because you know people. Raisins are a little polarizing.
Yes.
You know, I think people who absolutely don't like raisins, they might have a golden raisin because it's a little sweeter, has a different flavor.
The raisins are polarizing to me. So bizarre.
I love raisins.
I love raisins.
I love them too.
Love raisins.
I love raisins. Could you imagine dates. A carrot cake with raisins in it?
Oh, love dates.
I love dates too.
Raisins.
I love dates.
Dried figs. Apricots.
Yep. Figs are not so much, but apricots I like.
So you're a dried fruit guy. All right, we're checking in with Carla.
We're checking in. So I have the cauliflower. It's already been blanched in salted water. I put in a little more salt, some black pepper, some heavy cream, butter, a little bit of the blanching water. And then I'm just going to put it over here in the blender, and I'm going to add some Parmesan cheese. Everything just goes in there.
Everybody in the pool.
Everybody in the pool when you have a good blender.
Watch this blender work. It's magic. That's a nice blender.
You don't have a plunger. Is it working? Maybe, do you want some more of that cooking water?
Yeah, I want it to be a little thicker, so I'm gonna get it, but no, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I was gonna look for the plunger for you.
Is it out of there? That's okay.
See, the great thing about doing this as a podcast is there's nobody telling us, say something, it's dead air.
Yeah, come dead air without anybody. What'd you say?
Okay.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Yeah, going in. Blenders have been our problem.
Yeah.
Fan mail.
Ready, fan mail? 3, 2, 1.
You got fan mail.
The loose booty. I love the loose booty.
You should never say that out loud.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. Do you guys ever eat out at chain restaurants?
Yeah.
Out Back.
Oh.
Do you ever, are there any chain restaurants?
I don't. Occasionally, like when we're traveling, Nick is laughing because when we were filming Barbecue USA, we would find ourselves in interesting places. And there were just chains. Like that was like your choice was chains.
Yeah.
And I ate my first Bloomin' Onion with Nick.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, the Bloomin' Onion. It almost killed me.
Oh, afterwards. But while you were eating, it was delicious.
It was too much grease. It wasn't. Crazy. I guess because I don't eat that way.
Yeah.
It hurts me inside a bit. Like occasionally, if Liz and I are on a long road trip, we will get an egg and cheese muffin at McDonald's.
Yeah.
At the early part of the trip.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's it. I don't eat at chains.
I think that's my only chain restaurant, regular chain restaurant eating is McDonald's. I like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit.
On a biscuit.
In the morning for McDonald's. I'll go to that drive-thru, I'll be like, I'll have the number three, please.
But just breakfast things.
Yeah.
You don't get,
Yeah.
I mean, Starbucks is a chain. I occasionally get Starbucks, but even when I do that, I'm missing better coffee. I don't know. I guess I'm a snob. I just don't love chain restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, like, is Shake Shack a chain? I guess.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think Shake Shack makes a damn good hamburger.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's a damn good chain.
I haven't had one in a long time, but they do have a good hamburger.
A really good hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of chain food.
Chewed up.
You know, it's officially holiday season when the gravy's bubbling, the playlist is blasting, and I'm praying that nothing sticks to the pan.
That's why in the Chewed Up Kitchen, we're using Caraway. All non-toxic cookware that actually behaves. Even heating, easy cleanup, no scary coatings. And right now they're doing their big holiday sale up to 20% off everything.
Yeah, and those new walnut and maple butcher blocks, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. No microplastics, no guilt, just real food, real flavor.
Cook cleaner, eat better, stress less with Caraway.
And right now the holidays are closer than ever, so get their gift or yours in time.
Visit carawayhome.com/chewedup to take advantage of this limited time offer for up to 20% off your next purchase.
Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
You know, when you're cooking with heart, you can't forget about what's in hand.
Right, and in my hand, it's a Senorita, the non-alcoholic, full-flavored THC margarita that somehow pairs with everything from turkey to takeout.
Crafted by winemakers with real juice, organic agave, and that award-winning taste that gets your guests talking.
All the buzz, none of the hangover. So while dinner simmers, crack a can and take your taste on a tropical getaway.
You must be 21 or over, and please enjoy responsibly. All right, how about this one? I think it's an interesting question. Do you silently judge people by the look of their kitchen?
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I feel like it's your house, it's your kitchen, it's your space. Like, I'm not gonna judge you for living in
Never.
A certain way.
No, I mean, I like, the looks of their kitchen, no. Like, I think everybody should have their own taste, express their own taste. I'm good with all that. When I go to someone's house for dinner, if the kitchen is dirty,
oh yeah,
makes me maybe a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll fight my way. Same with a like restaurant. Like if I peek into a restaurant kitchen and it's not clean, I'm not happy.
I know. That's my thing too. It's
the design and all that kind of stuff. I think everybody should. We were talking about you, Liz, and I were talking about this before. It like, I think people should express their personality through how their house and every room in their house looks.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think people think because I did What Not to Wear for 10 years and I was making a lot of comments on people's outfits, right?
Right.
People thought I was really judgmental because that was my job on television. And quite frankly, I only did that because that was the format of the show. They were like, you have to give jokes about people's outfits.
Yeah.
And they're in on it. Those people who were on What Not to Wear, just for the record, everyone who was on What Not to Wear agreed to the format. They signed a release saying, I agree to do this show. So I wasn't like picking on strangers and shit like that.
I would say you're one of the least judgmental people I know, to be honest with you.
Right, I don't think I'm really that judgmental at all. And I think as people assume that I am.
Right.
I just want you to be your happiest version of you. That's all I want for everybody in the whole
100%.
World. Carla's making a face like
you're
thinking of something. You're missing something for the sauce.
Because I'm wondering if we have a whisk that is not metal. Because I don't want to use metal in the caraway.
Oh, I don't think we do.
All right, I'll strain this.
Okay.
You got lumps?
Yeah. Let me show you where we are over here. Can we get some towels down over here?
Okay, we just need a strainer.
Yeah.
Like a chinois. I'll find you. Keep doing your thing, Carla. I will find you the proper tool.
One of the things that I made here, just as a gravy really quickly, Clinton, I did a quick little roux. I added some veggie stock. And then I added a little bit of soy sauce for depth and umami.
Yeah.
And Dijon mustard.
It smells fantastic.
Some herbs.
Oh, and these, you know, I didn't want to say this before, but cauliflower is like my least favorite vegetable right after celery.
Yeah.
But I really do like it roasted to this point where it's just really nice and brown. That makes me so happy
to
see that colorful cauliflower.
No, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right, so this is a kitchen, an interesting thing. It's like if you're finding that your gravy is a little bit lumpier than you'd like it to be,
strain it.
Oh, 100%. Look at that, y'all. See all that, little bits.
There you go.
I feel one of the most underrated things that like are always in restaurant kitchens, not always in home kitchens, is the chinois.
Yeah.
Like a fine mesh strainer. I used my chinois like crazy.
Everybody, go get yourself a chinois because they're fantastic for making stock. Mm-hmm. You put all of your chicken bones and an onion and some peppercorns and some carrots. Right, you put in the stock pot, let it go all night, and then you put it through the chinois, and it's perfect stock.
Yeah, it's great. Great for gravies, great for anything you want smooth.
So we are going to, I kind of need to heat this up.
You having a moment?
I am.
Okay, can I help you through?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can help me through my moment. So I need to heat up the puree.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to use the same pot. You know, when you're doing the holidays, you don't want to do a lot of pots. So
okay, you're one
I'm
pot.
Gonna
one pot Sally right
100%.
Now. Okay.
I'm thinking about cleanup. This is how I do it at home, y'all. I literally think about, you know, the pots. So I'm going to do this.
Okay, that's the gravy.
That's the gravy. And I'm gonna add some herbs to that. Can you scrape that out a little bit?
Okay.
Thank you. And then I'm gonna go in here and just heat up my puree.
And is the puree is gonna become part of the gravy?
No, the puree is gonna be at the bottom of the plate.
Oh, got it. So we're good, gravy's done.
Yeah, gravy's done. We're gonna stir in some of those herbs.
In the gravy.
Yep, those mixed herbs right there.
All right.
And in there I have thyme, I have a little bit of chives and some parsley.
I think we were talking about Christmas movies when we were doing that puree, so I'm not 100% sure I went into it. So you had cauliflower florets.
Florets, and then butter, some heavy cream, and then some salt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And use just a little bit of the poaching liquid.
Yeah, a little bit of the poaching liquid. But I feel like, because they weren't hot, so if you did it hot, it would all come together. Okay.
All right, gravy's ready.
All right, so we're gonna heat this up.
Is that gonna go under the cauliflower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna go under, and then we have our big boy breadcrumbs back there. We're gonna do breadcrumbs on top.
Oh, right, I forgot about those. Where are those? Are they in the oven?
Should we
Oh, you already did them, okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put it on there. I can put it kind of on the side.
I just burped.
Hey, we're good. Okay. Why don't you, let's do a giveaway while this is happening.
Oh, yeah, here. Giveaway. What is the giveaway today? It's this. This caraway bar set. Da, 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 da. Gorgeous. Okay.
If any of you guys are wondering why we're a little out of it right now, Clinton and I had a senorita pre-show.
What did I have, though?
Menopause.
Okay, yeah, I had a pause.
Turns out that senorita and menopause very similar.
All right, let's do the giveaway. Just so you guys know, this handle is hot because it was over.
Okay, late. Okay. You pick a.
Yep. Am I going to pick the winner?
Pick the winner.
Okay.
Pick a winner.
I'm going to help Carla play.
Toss. All right, the winner of the caraway bar set is...
Who is it?
Renita.
Renita
from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Oh, that's my area.
Oh my God.
Renita.
Carla will be dropping off your gift in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Renita S. from Woodbridge. Congratulations. Put you right there. Turning cauliflower into the star of the show. Mm. Beautiful.
Yep. So
you just want the gravy around?
A little gravy over it. And this is really, hopefully, Clinton, you will like this because I feel like because you don't like cauliflower.
Yeah, no, I'm sure I will. I can tell already by looking at it. It's like, I don't like that cauliflower that's like steamed or boiled.
Yeah.
It just tastes like nothing to me.
I like cauliflower really like this. Yeah. And I also like cauliflower raw, like crudo style.
I do too.
In a salad, it's really nice. Mm. It's so different than you would suspect.
Breadcrumbs.
I'll taste the gravy. Mmm. Oh, that gravy's good.
Here, boom, boom. That's a little tiny bit. So, all right, y'all.
Oh, get a photo.
Oh, Carla, photo.
Photo.
Want me to do it? You got your Samsung.
You can do it too.
Oh my God, this is very entertaining.
Carla does
Riveting.
All
you all, those of you who are listening, Clinton and I were doing
it. We call this episode Dead Air.
There was a lot of it.
That's what this episode's
all
about.
You edit that out, Nick?
Yeah. Long, awkward pauses.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Going in.
Fan mail.
Mmm.
I love it.
You get lots of different hits of flavors with this because you got the cauliflower itself, you got the puree, and the gravy. So what happens in your mouth is you get like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's lovely.
It kind of tastes like the holidays.
Mm-hmm. It does.
One of my favorite things with any ingredient is when it's used multiple different ways in a dish. It just, because it really, to me, it just reinforces it. And
yeah.
It's what I always loved about Alice Waters' food. Like,
oh my God,
it's like
yeah.
You get like, if she used an ingredient, you'd see it multiple ways throughout the dish, and it just, it's so interesting to me.
What a nice way, if you're really thinking about cutting down, if you're not gonna make this, you know, tonight necessarily, if you could actually, I feel like a lot of people have that reset after the holidays, where like, I just need to eat some more vegetables. This would be a perfect option for you.
Yeah, it's so good. And a cruciferous vegetable is very good for you. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like it with crunchy breadcrumb on top.
So, one of the things that I was thinking, and I want to think about, like, if I wanted to put protein, I would do silken tofu in the cauliflower puree.
Oh, really?
And then that would give you a little bit of protein. Yeah. If you're really, like, I need some protein in here.
Could also do a egg gremolata on top.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, gremolata would be amazing with parsley and garlic and lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within like folding the eggs.
Lovely. All right, we're out of time.
What?
Oh. Yeah, that went fast. So everybody have a fantastic, what is today? Wednesday. All right, we'll see you on Friday for more Chewed Up. Have a fabulous day, everybody. Chewed
Up. Thanks for watching Chewed Up. And thanks to our sponsors for making the show possible. Senorita, Caraway, Frontgate, and special thanks to Canopy by Hilton for supporting our show. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. to subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to ChewedUpShow.com or watch and click subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.